Howdy and Frank show. With all you UFC fans, you're in for a treat because I think Cain Velasquez is here. He said he was in the Bristol Farms green room. This is his second appearance here on the Howdy and Frank show. How are you doing, Cain? Have a seat,
look
my
at
friend.
That. Look at that, Frank. That's a champion right there.
Yeah, last time you were on the show, you were trying to become heavyweight champion. You're going to fight Junior DeSantos, and then you went and just plowed through him like a wet paper sack. Congratulations, man. Is his microphone on? Guess two.
There we go. Uh-oh.
Can you hear? I can't hear him now.
Oh, no.
Did you switch this around at the last minute?
See, we need Cain some whoop ass around
here
on
I think the microphone's just scared of him. I think he's like
There you go. You hear me now.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you on your victory.
Now you get to defend it again against Bigfoot coming up, UFC 160.
You never fought him before, right?
Yeah, this is two.
Yeah, I fought him his first UFC fight. He's had two other fights since then. Two wins against two tough guys. So he definitely has proven himself and definitely a dangerous fighter. So
he is. I think Bigfoot. The last fight I saw was when he fought Alistair Overeem.
Yeah,
and I guess in that fight, I felt that Alistair looked through him, like, as far as, like, you know, he was not giving Bigfoot any credit whatsoever. He's like, I'm going to go in there, I'm going to sort of smash him. So when I was watching that fight, and in the beginning, Bigfoot wasn't doing that well, but stayed in there, and always dangerous, and ended up just knocking Overeem out.
Yeah.
When you're watching a fight like that, these are guys that, you know, they're trying to get to the point where they're going to fight you. Mm-hmm. Are you rooting for one guy? Not that, like, I want to fight this guy or that guy. Does the story behind the fight get to you? And you're like, when you saw Bigfoot come back, were you like, yeah, and just cheering for him?
I mean, you know, with that fight, I mean, just to me, it didn't matter. To me, it was just about the better guy wins. You know, that's who I want to fight. And I think Overeem did kind of underestimate him, you know. And you can't do that in this sport. I mean, it's a game of inches, you know what I mean? You give your opponent just that little bit, and he can definitely, you know, take advantage of it. So
that's what I'm thinking. You go into the octagon, and you're like, okay, I can't be too cocky, because then that leads to, yeah, you underestimating, and all of a sudden, you know, they can rack some points up on you, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, with it, the gloves being real little, I mean, then that's pretty much all the protection we have. You know, any kind of hit can just in the fight right then. So, I mean, you definitely need to be on top of your game the whole time.
But now that you're on top of the heavyweight division in UFC, I mean, as far as your popularity, your celebrity, I know you just recently went back to Mexico and we're promoting stuff and doing some charity work down there.
You got to be a god walking the streets
there. Are you
right?
Like a god? Do they just, like, throw flowers at you like you're a bullfighter? I mean,
I guess it depends where we go, but one time it was, like, just – it was way too much. I mean – I did like a little training seminar for the Mexican police down there, and they actually gave me like their top uniform of what they wear. You know, that says federal police.
On the
back.
Federales.
Yeah, you know.
I bet your wife likes that, huh? And you maybe put that on a little bit.
That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool to have that. And then we told them that we were going to dinner a couple blocks away, so they have like five or six guys with machine guns all surrounding me, walking me to go eat dinner, and I'm just like, this is just a little too much.
El Presidente.
Wow. Yeah, right. They're just like in these huge machine guns. I mean, and the guys are like in their 20s, maybe, you know, younger than me with guns bigger than them, and they're just walking me to this place. So I thought that was cool, but that is just a little
too much.
That's
a lot. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, Cain Velasquez hanging out with us, and right before you got in here, I was like, let me just Google Cain Velasquez, and I typed in Cain, and the first thing before I even got the V out for Velasquez was Cain Velasquez.
Oh yeah, he's the biggest Cain around.
Well, you actually topped Cain and Abel is number two. I mean, really?
How did Candy fall?
Candy
Cain.
Candy Cain. As far as Cain's go, you topped Cain and Abel. Like the, I mean, and talk about that fight. Yeah. Those are fighters back there. Cain and Abel. That was like the first UFC right there. Those two brothers going at it with Cain
won that one too.
Yeah, Cain won that one too, man. and congratulations too, because of this, you just inked a new 8-fight contract with UFC. You had
very nice.
I think last time we talked, you had 3 fights left on your deal, and then after you won the heavyweight championship, you and Dana White sat down and signed an 8-fight deal. So he's investing in you. He has some faith in that you're going to be one of these heavyweights that last for a long time.
Definitely.
You've only lost 2 fights in your career.
One.
Because it says 11-1 MMA, 9-1 UFC. Is that not right?
It's all together.
So it's all together.
Combined.
Okay, so you've only lost 1 fight. Wow, did you see what he did when I was like, so you've only lost 2 fights? Ha!
Yeah, he's like, what?
One fight. So that is amazing, Kane, to only have lost 1 fight out of all of those. You're incredible.
Then you've doubled his fight loss when you said 2. I mean, it's like, hey, wait.
I know. Well, listen, the last thing I want to do is upset Kane Velasquez. My God. First Mexican-American fighter to win a heavyweight title in boxing or MMA. Mm-hmm. See, that's why you're so big in Mexico, and they've got the federales.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your, I mean, like, Dana White's invested in you 8 more fights, but when you finally decide to, you know, hang it up, what's your plan? I mean, do you think that far ahead? Do you have, like, you know, I'm going to open up gyms all over the place, or am I going to, you know?
Not gyms per se, but, I mean, we have been thinking about it now. You know, what are we going to do when we're done? So we started investing in stuff like that, you know, to just, you know, for our future, you know what I mean? Because this is just a small window of my life. So definitely want to be, you know...
Is there something you've always wanted to do? Like, you wanted to be a professional bass fisherman or something like that, where it's like, oh, once I get done with this fight, I'm going to fish all the time. I mean, is there something you want to do that you've always wanted to do?
For me, it's always been just working out. You know, I love working out. I love what I do for a living now.
Me too. That's what
working out for a living. You know what I mean?
Kane, can you whip Frank into shape? Is that how many months would it take to sort of get Frank to look like you? What do you think? Get Frank to have your body.
It's impossible. It's impossible.
Impossible.
I couldn't possibly look like this.
No, yes, you could.
I'm too old and I'm too lazy. Seriously. I mean, I love watching the fight game. Like I said, when I was growing up, I was a wrestler in high school and stuff. And so I love the sport because the wrestler in high school had no place to go after, you know, college and maybe the Olympics to pursue greatness and make a living at it. So now the wrestler is like one of the... you know, cornerstone, you know, basic things. I mean, of the MMA. Good fighters. You were a wrestler at Arizona, and so and now you've taken that into MMA. Mm-hmm. If you have wrestling as a background, you probably have a better chance of being a good fighter in
definitely.
In
yeah,
MMA.
Yeah. A lot of the top guys who definitely have a wrestling background have gone into the sport. It's definitely a kind of a pro, you know, level type of wrestling. I mean, there really isn't anything else, you know, like you said, except for Olympics, maybe coaching or something like that. But this is definitely a place where a lot of past wrestlers go to now.
But because
you excel and feed your family with it. Before, you couldn't feed your family as a wrestler.
Yeah.
But now, even in MMA, don't you agree that you can't even, like in the old, when it first started, it was like, oh, I'm a grappler and that's what I do. But don't you think now you have to have other things, even though you have a wrestling background? It's like, I can't just depend on that anymore because so many people are so versatile, you know?
Exactly. You know, now it's you need to be a top level, you know, boxer, top level kickboxer, top level jiu-jitsu guy. But I think just having the wrestling background, as far as, you know, for mentality, you know, your work ethic and everything else, is definitely a good background to have. And then just to kind of build on top of that.
Right. Do you think, Frank, that you would have ended up in MMA had that happened? Like, when you were a wrestler in high school, you wrestled all 4 years of high school.
No, I wouldn't have.
It's
no.
No.
No, there's just no way. Because I mean, I was good. I was a very small guy. And so I think I was 145, and they didn't have 145-pound class in UFC back then.
Oh.
I mean, it's like they didn't add that till later, like with the Uriah Fabers and stuff, and now they have women, the Ronda Rousey thing.
Yeah.
And I hear Ronda Rousey's going to be the one of the coaches on the next Ultimate Fighter next season. Yeah. And it's going to be men and women living in the house together.
That should be good.
If they ever ask you to be a coach for the Ultimate Fighter, would you do it?
Yeah, I would do it if they ever asked me. I mean, it's a thing of also, I think the two coaches kind of need to sell the show, you know what I mean? They need to talk trash in between everything. I'm not a big trash talker, so I don't think it would be that, you know, that
and
interesting.
And that exciting.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you know, but if they asked me, I would do it for sure.
And since we're at 95.5 KLOS, classic rock station, when you're picking your music to walk out, was that just somebody picking it for you, or was that like, I got to sit down? And you went through song after song. It's like in the morning, you know, you're like, hit the music, and you walk out from the bedroom to the kitchen to see how it feels to go to breakfast.
No,
and
that it's was
like,
not, oh,
no, I didn't like that one.
Yeah, no, I kind of had a friend help me, you know, look for one. I found this Mexican song that kind of talks about what my dad went through as far as like crossing the border and stuff like that. You know, he crossed illegally. Mm-hmm. And everything else like that. So that one really just hit close to home, and it's kind of like a tribute song for him. So
what is it called, so we can look it up?
It's called the artist is Vicente Fernandez, and the song is Los Mandados. There you go. All
did right. You listen to any classic rock growing up? I mean, who's your favorite rock band?
Probably Kiss.
All right, cool.
It's hard to walk out to Lick It Up.
I like all types of music for sure, but yeah. It doesn't matter. I'll listen to everything.
Cain Velasquez, ladies and gentlemen. Tickets on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster.com and the MGM Grand Garden Arena box office for UFC 160 Velasquez versus Bigfoot 2. Friday, May 25th. Like I said, tickets are on sale 10 a.m. on Friday, this Friday, tomorrow, or right now. MGM Grand Garden Arena, Las Vegas.
We'll be rooting
good
for you.
Good luck, man. Seriously.
Thank you.
Don't take Bigfoot for granted. He's not going to go away easy.
Definitely.
But yeah, good luck. We'll all be rooting for you.
Thank you so much.
Come back anytime. This is your second appearance. Hell,
definitely,
this is going to regular.
Love it.
Cain Velasquez. We'll be right back. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day. All you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.